Ostrom's. This is Brittany.
Hi, Britt. Didn't even sound like
hey.
You. Why do you have your nice voice on?
It just said Rochester.
Mmm.
If it was you or not.
Got it. Oh, shit. My cookies are going off my timer. Shit. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I wouldn't normally do this with anybody else but you. But on my lunch just now, I was making cookies for the office tomorrow. Part of my lovely contribution to the potluck party, but I forgot that I put them in. So hold on. I am so sorry.
You're fine.
Oh, if it was anybody other than you there, I wouldn't have done that.
You would have let him burn?
No, I would have, I would have let him burn. Exactly. I thought you said you would have let them, like your parents, burn. I was like, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No
I would
way.
Have not done it, but I know you know my struggle bus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you know my
yep.
backstory
up
with
there.
Making
yep.
sure. Are you there still? How are you doing? It's Thursday.
That doesn't mean anything for the next 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, then I won't call you next Thursday. It's
it's
a schedule. I put it into my schedule every week.
Nice.
That's why I get my book out before your phone call. Right after my lunch every week, I call you.
Oh, yay. So
but I know it's Christmas time, so I can do a little bit of business, too. Did your dad happen to like or make a decision on any of the Radiant? Like I know he was picking something for his client, and I sent in, I believe, like a one-carat total weight set and a 1.5. I don't know if he got them or not. The shipping has been a mess. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I hate it. I hate this time of year for shipping purposes, too.
Yeah.
Such a pain in the butt. So, he sounds like he might be busy though, huh?
I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I'm gonna put my shoes on.
Uh oh. Well, you don't have to do that. I can always call him back.
I do. No, it's fine. I have to put them on because I don't want to like walk around without shoes.
Well, yeah.
I just sit at my desk without my shoes because I usually sit like on my foot.
Oh, yeah, and that's not comfortable. That's not good for your joints, you know. I used to do that.
I know, but
I'm sure you've heard it a million times before from everybody that cares about you as well.
Yep.
Well, Merry Christmas.
He's almost.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
And
you too.
Ma, is that you ringing?
Oh,
are you ringing?
I was, yeah. No, I was.
Oh, you're ringing? Oh, it was Aubrey. On the phone. I heard a phone ringing.
Yeah, it was my cell.
Where it was coming from.
I can't believe you heard that, though. That must be it. It's up really loud.
I don't know.
Normally don't hear my ringtone, to be honest.
Yeah?
Because I'm just too focused and such.
Yeah.
I usually feel my watch going off, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to look for my phone.
What's that? Why does my arm feel weird?
I always am like, why do I got to look for my phone right now? What's going on? Where is it? It's always a scattered mess. It's usually in my lap or in a pocket, but you never know.
Yeah,
I'm always multitasking way too much.
No, he just walked out the door.
Shit.
Oh, no, he's coming back.
Okay, never mind.
Back. He thought he was
gonna chat. How much snow do you guys have?
Well, the first bout we got, 8 inches, then 5 inches, then it rained, and then we got a little snow, and it's not icy under the snow, so that's super fun. I can't walk the dogs at the same time.
No, they'll take you
for a
run. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Here. Hold
Thank
on a
you.
Second. Here's Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hi. Did you get that second set? Did you happen to see it? I hope it got there. I don't know if any of this tracking is right or not right, but there should have been 2 75-pointers and then 2 smaller radiants for that earring sale you were doing.
Correct.
Did
yep,
you like
I got
them?
Them?
Okay. You got them? Okay.
I did get them. Yep.
They wanted me to call and confirm. I think it's because we had 2 go out to you on 2 separate days, possibly. So my girl in the city was like, can you just call and make sure he got both of them? I said, sure.
Yeah, because it came from 2 different places. Yeah, I got 2 80s and then
yeah.
a 51 and a 50.
Yep, that's right. Okay, perfect. Let me know how
well,
he likes them
know,
or what
I
you
should
sold.
Know tomorrow. I should
okay.
know tomorrow. On the, I'm sure the halves will work, but the 80 I'll have to...
Yeah, the budget's a little... I can only really find good... Like, it was hard to find 75-plus pointers, but it was even harder to match the radiants, honestly. If it had
yeah.
been rounds, it would have been easy. But I had to go up to 80s because everybody's cutting these, like, bastard size ranges now again because I think they really want to focus on better cuts, so they're not as concerned with the weight as much anymore, you know? So
yeah.
I wanted to throw that out to you. Also, you may or may not have had a chance, or Brittany may or may not, probably not. I sent over a ton of really great info on some diamonds, some photos, and social media blurbs, suggestions for social media. If you choose to use any of it, please do. If you
okay.
sell that bad boy, and I told Brittany this yesterday, your mom and dad can make whatever they want on that bad boy. But I'm willing to give you $5,000 out of my own commissions just so that you get a little something, too. So, because the
for
odds
what?
Of selling that, well, in the pictures you'll see when you have a chance to look, they're a 20.43 carat. The millimeters, Jim, on this thing. I was scared to hold it in the office. The millimeters on it are they're 17.76. It's the size, it's larger than a quarter. And it's the most beautiful stone I've ever been scared to put in my hand.
Really?
Yeah, when I went into the office.
I don't know if I have that.
You don't
when
have
did
the.
Did you send me this?
Oh, well, hold on. Let me just do it. Do you have your phone in front of you right now so that I can.
I'm at the computer.
Okay. Well, it's basically.
Oh, did it come on my phone?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, you texted it?
Yep. Maybe yesterday,
oh.
the day before when I texted a group to you, Brittany. Let me just make sure. But if not, how about I just redo it right now to just you because I'm fairly positive I put it in a group. And she said she didn't get a group chat one time when it was in a group to you. But regardless, what it's doing and what I'm noticing, it's kind of like getting back to the basics for me. But remember I used to create all these, you know, RDI select ideas. Here's one diamond. Put it up on your social media. I'm trying to create kind of the same blurb, but I've been deep diving on how should a independent jeweler position themselves on social media to get the most amount of revenue back. And a lot of jewelers are just not doing it right. They're adding too many hashtags. They're adding links that take them off of that social media platform, which social media doesn't like and won't repost you ever. So I created these more natural themes, more generalized. I put one in the middle of a succulent. I created this silly little pine cone tree and had the elf on
yeah,
the shelf.
I don't
shelf.
Have that.
You don't have any of them?
The last thing I have from you is from November 25th.
Huh. Okay, well, I'm sending it to you. Bear with me just 1 second. I also created...
And before that, it was... I don't know what that one is. And then it was a fishing contest.
Oh, yeah,
what's
I saw that one, too.
The fishing spot in New York.
Oh, yeah, the TikTok
you sent
video.
To me.
I was trying to get you here. I probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I imagine that's what it is. But I sent you one text, but here's some more. And it will kind of give you a generalized. You have an iPhone, right?
I have an iPhone.
Yeah. So it will all.
A new one.
Over.
It's a 17.
It keeps saying message.
I got it.
To send. Oh, you did get it? Okay, perfect. I'll send the photos now. Did you? So you probably didn't get any of the content on those photos either, huh?
I didn't get any photos.
Okay. They're going to probably, because they
I
came
just have
in
the
iCloud.
Captions. Charlie meets natural wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Post number 4, post number 3, post number.
You can pick and choose based on all. I have like 75 photos, or 57. Yeah, sorry, dyslexia. 57 photos that I'll send over to you. I'm sorry. I just realized that on my own, and nobody else had to point it out, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one that I just shared to you is not the full one. If you, because I'm looking at the one I just shared, it'll start off looking like the Charlie one, but if you scroll through it, it'll get to the natural ones. And there's some good ones in there because I took pictures of perforated, or not perforated rock. What is perforated rock? No, not perforated wood. What is it called? God, petrified wood.
Oh, petrified wood?
Yep. And then I took a picture of Herkimer diamond inside of a natural stone with that stone on top of it. I know that sounds odd to say that, but I'm sending it to you now.
Yeah.
So you're going to start getting spammed, just so you know. You're about to
okay.
get hammered. But feel free to use it, because what I'm noticing is it might not sell this diamond, but it certainly is getting a lot more big stone calls, because I had a jeweler go, I posted that thing, and then I can't sell that diamond. You realize that? I go, but do you have one like it? Do you have lots of other big ones? Well, no, but I do need now a 2-carat and a natural. I go, okay, and there's no corollary. Do you normally give me 2-carat calls, or are you giving them to everybody else, I said? And he goes, no, you're probably right on this one. I go, so maybe in the future you just, maybe just listen to me from here on out.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I'm just trying to help by creating lots of different scenarios. So here are 57 photos that should be coming your way.
That
I gave it all
like
to Brittany because I feel like it's a good Brittany job.
It didn't come on email, though. It's come in text.
Yep. All text because the email clearly isn't letting me send through the iCloud right now. And my IT department gets home on the 12th, which is Saturday. When she's home, I have so many great projects like rehooking up my printer and
a lot of
Wi-Fi objects or projects.
Well, that's been a pine cone.
Yeah, so I make these pine cone art things now. We can wormhole on that or dive deep in that. But I've been really getting zinnia flowers, and I've been doing like some artwork and stuff with that. So I thought, let me make a tree. And let's leave it in the office with this little elf on the shelf, and let's create a little scenario where Charlie's just the elf on the shelf superhero trying to save all the last-minute Louis that are coming in at Christmas time. But all of the research I've been doing, Jim, is saying that if you create something that will bring people and you can do it right after your Small Business Saturday event as an independent business owner, no matter what it is, you get yourself an identifiable object. So I chose Charlie because I had one and it was cheap, and I came up with this zero to hero concept. Obviously, I didn't use any reference to a last minute Louis, and I use that with you, and you don't want to do that on your social media to make all the guys really come see you, say, hey, why don't you guys stop being jerks and come see me sooner? That's not the object. But bringing Charlie out creates that idea of snow before snow is there, or maybe cold before cold gets here. And people start thinking more than just, hey, it's Black Friday. And that's where Black Friday concept started. And so let me drive on that kind of game plan that social media with Group 7 and that artist that put that all over with the algorithm. I'm trying to create something a little bit smaller, a lot of bit smaller, but for only my people, because this is something I'm good at.
Yeah. Cool.
So use any of them that you would like or none of them, but maybe just think of a concept that could work. Because, listen, your daughter isn't going to identify to some of the things on there, but to the point of not everybody likes to go fishing like you and I do.
Yeah.
But there's somebody that walks in their store that does like fishing. So I know we're not elf-on-the-shelf people anymore. Maybe we don't have young kids, but think about the young kid and the concept, maybe tagging it with like a Toys for Tot event during the holidays. Hey, Charlie's bringing in all the little boys' toys and tots. Come on in, drop off your toys or your food drive and see Charlie for the first time. I know my Charlie for my kids, I was extra because that's who I am. I'm all kinds of extra, and if you don't like it, then maybe you're just not enough, and that's my new way of life. But my kids would get gifts, and Charlie would come decorate when the first Saturday of every season I had to work. Well, I never had any place for the kids to go, so after Thanksgiving, they would just stay with my parents for the whole weekend. They'd come home Sunday night, get dropped off, and it was a wonderland of everything. Every room had a tree. I was really, really a lot of energy back in the day. I also did all of my shopping, all of my wrapping, because the kids were snoops. So I had a lot to get done in that short time frame and a whole day of work. So that created this whole Charlie thing, and then I adapted it, and Charlie started bringing candy canes for all the little kids. And I thought, you know what? I have been thinking about this all wrong for my jewelers. Think about how Charlie always goes to tell Santa Claus all the bad goods and boys so you can keep your kids happy. Why not frame reference it to, hey, be the good boy, get on the good list, or good girl, and here, he's helping you out to get there kind of concept. But then next year, I could create more content based on this, and you guys could run with it way before the holidays. I'm just sad I didn't come up with it sooner than the first week of December.
Yeah.
Which is why I went crazy with the uranium glass and the penguin, because Matt had gotten that for me. You know how much he loves that. And we also have that Herkimer diamond in the rock, and I thought, hey, we can come up with some good concepts there. And I thought of you for that one, and I thought of Miss Barb for the succulent. I don't know why. Those two pictures just identify to me. And the geodes.
Succulent?
Did you get the
geode's
succulent?
Cool.
Yeah, did you get the succulent photos?
I don't know. I
no, you didn't. Or
I've
the
I've got pine cone.
Perforated rock, too. I also did some
got
video.
The geode.
Okay, then the next set has all the others.
I haven't really mastered my phone yet.
I haven't either. This new upgrade sucks. It looks different now to me. I don't like it.
Images.
I like this. This is my favorite image of the succulent.
Oh, this is a... That's the French horn.
Oh! That thing
oh,
is so cool.
Old.
It's that's MDJ piece that I found when I thought your wife was a French horn person, and I called, and it was really your daughter. I was like, let's get this for your mom for Christmas. And she goes, why? I go, French
oh,
horn. Oh, you're seeing him now. Perfect.
The elephant, yeah.
I bet you they'll all just start coming in right now. I hope that they don't come in. I know she is. I thought of that one. But you know I have the elephant on my arm, too. I have so many elephants. I should start just gifting to her because everybody and their brother knows I'm an elephant lover. That elephant right there, Matt found at
a the succulent, is that green?
Yeah, that plant.
Floor. That's a succulent? I didn't
mm-hmm.
know that.
Yeah, there's all different kinds. They're the ones that you find around. It looks like it almost has fluorescence. The reason why I didn't take a picture with the fluorescence light in that penguin, which is what my original thought was because of the uranium glass, so it would, like, radiate and look like, I don't know, I thought it was going to look like kryptonite and look all cool. It just didn't, the picture didn't take well, so I just took the photo just more for the concept of a penguin finds one love, forever mate, rarity, lifetime, and it didn't work out to the best, but hey, maybe I'll try it. Maybe you can come up with a way where I could send it to you and you could take a photo next to some diamonds. I also thought for Easter, I'm already thinking Easter. This is how much I'm into it. Because I just feel like you guys don't have time, and a lot of my jewelers, not only do they not have time, but they either don't have the money to source a place, and once you source a place to do all your social media, it looks like everybody else's. So I thought, you know what, I need to do something for just my people, since the way RDI sets up our accounts, there's not going to be anybody else that you work with or I work with, anyways, in your area, so why not put this out to everybody that wants to use it? It'll identify with somebody somewhere. And if nothing else, it's making me a better person and giving me something to call you about.
Mm-hmm.
If you have ideas that I could shift and change it to, please don't hesitate, because after the first of the year, I want to really, like, do some deep diving.
Cool.
I also would like to warrant and welcome you and Barb to a possible vacation tandem to or right around the same time frame of Arizona in Colorado.
We're not going to go to Arizona.
Okay, well, maybe you'll come to Colorado.
Yeah, we're not going. We decided, I mean, we don't normally go to the winter shows. And
yeah. Well, I know you have all this extra time off, and I invited my parents to go out there because, well, I can talk to you when we're not busy for other reasons. But, you know, my jeweler, Jenna Zimbelman, who you've met before, they have that hotel there, and they have a different thing. And she's like, well, just bring everybody, any of your friends, and they get a discounted rate or gosh, if it's just a couple of you. I said I would want to probably invite the Holstroms, Brittany and her mom and dad, and my mom and dad, Matt, and we could all come. She goes, oh, my God, I would love it. Bring Kelly from Wurtz, too, and we'll just, because she did a grand opening I couldn't be to, but she's trying to create maybe a really cool secondary satellite store because it's about an hour and 45 minutes from her normal location. So I said, well, why don't I bring some RJOers that I love with me if they're interested? And we talked about it last night. So it was in my mind just now. So feel free.
When is that?
I can plan it whenever. And it's right at Lamar. I'll send you all the places. They bought this really cool historical hotel with this amazing atrium, and they've just done all these renovations. They hired the Chop chef that won just recently off of the Chop episode. It's one of the Michelin star chefs that they just hired. And it's just such a cool, like, old town, like 1886 Lamar, but it's warm weather because it's in near to Kansas. It's not like way up Denver way. You know what I mean? Like, it's still going to give us a little bit of warm weather, but they're fishing, and they have, like, old ghosts, like places that you can go to. All right, I'll let you go. Goodbye.
Okay.
See ya.